Before last year, if someone had asked you for two words to sum up Greece, you might have said Mediterranean islands or Plato and Socrates or perhaps history and culture. But now, after the events of the past 12 months, the two words are much more likely to be credit crisis, financial collapse or economic ruin. There's been a 25% increase in the number of people with no homes, and extended family networks are often so poor themselves that they can no longer help destitute relatives. Chloe Hadjimateou reports from Athens.
The Sunday morning faithful crowd into a church in the centre of town to light their candles. The message in today's sermon is to pray for Greece's poor, whose numbers have increased so dramatically in the last few months. A few blocks away at a homeless shelter run by the charity Klimaka, the city's poor and downtrodden sit and play backgammon in a small courtyard.
From one minute to the other, I lost everything. 8 o'clock at night, I was watching television, and 8:30, I was on the street.
Until 2 months ago, Leo was an artist making a good living painting religious icons. But a run of bad luck left him without any savings. So when the economic crisis hit, he wasn't able to cope financially.
I didn't have any place to live. I live on the streets for 45 days. So I spent the nights on benches, and after that, I came here.
The Klimaka shelter has been struggling to cope over the last few months with an increase in new arrivals of over 25%. The head of the programme, Adala Manu, says more and more of the homeless are like Leo.
The new homeless generation are people that have a medium to high educational level, people that they have the ability to walk, and the only reason they are on the streets is the economical problems.
Here is where we gather, about three times daily. It's a courtyard with loads of trees.
Lefteris Michailidis shows me around the garden outside the soup kitchen run by the City of Athens Foundation in the centre of town.
I would describe it as in emergency situations, like the ones you see in movies, where they all, like, it's a war coming and everybody comes to get the provisions and, you know, everyone is run down and looking sad and depressed and everything.
Soon after Lefteris was made redundant a few months ago, he found himself on the streets. At 37, with qualifications as a graphic designer, he was hoping to find work, but he says there's simply nothing out there.
They're not hiring, and even if they hire, the conditions they offer are like the worst an employee can get. I had to work in my last job just for cash in hand.
Lefteris is one of the lucky few to have found a space in a homeless shelter in the city. But with only a few hundred beds on offer, the increase in demand over the last few months is far outstripping availability.
We were not prepared to face this kind of situation. I think after the Second World War, historically, it's the first time that we'll see that a generation is going to live worse than the previous generation.
Dimitra Nusis is the director of the city's Homeless Foundation. She says she's been personally shocked by the huge increase in poverty she's witnessed.
I've never thought in my life that I would be obliged to count the slices of the bread in order to give just a little meal to people who really need it.
Back at the shelter, Leo tries to look on the bright side.
There is hope in the future. When you reach the bottom, there is always the rising up again.
But with more austerity to look forward to in 2012, Greece may still have further to fall.
That report from Chloe Hadjimateou in the Greek capital Athens.